Okay. And you sharpen an old-fashioned straight razor on a leather...
razor strap.
Okay. And, you might say they weren't using live ammunition. They were just firing blank, what?
Just the blank cartridges.
Okay. Okay. Did you ever see a children's playground equipment thing where you get a you get a limber plank and you fix it at both ends and then the kids can jump up and down in the middle. Did you ever see anything like that?
Never.
There's another kind of thing that you can get a plank and you fix it in the middle, you know, and then the kids can go round and around on it like this. Kind of homemade sort of thing.
We used to have them.
Y'all getting home pretty good?
Yeah.
We're going to have boys 21 to 24.
Hey, that's cool.
Well, they start over with season, not over with.
No,
the season, they're going to be way down the season.
I don't say that.
Well, they don't belong to Dallas. Them people belong
to the
summer. You root for them. I don't root for nobody except the winters.
Thank you. My husband will be coming in just a minute.
Thank you.
He's probably lost.
Well, I reckon I seem like I heard somebody close the door out there. Ain't he sitting in the car?
Do you see a little red car out there?
He'd be down on this side.
Yeah? Little red car?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I wonder why he didn't come up and knock on the door.
Yep. He said that down the
street. Well, you've got more questions, I believe, than I could ever dream of. I like that. See how much I remembered, how much I forgot.
I know. You mind if I go ahead and turn it on?
Sure.
Okay. Now, let's see. Yeah, it's gone. Now, I've got to find my place. Figure out where it was. Because, you know, ever since that day when I forgot my book, it's been messed up ever since
then. Yeah, well. Oh, that's some book. Gee, Louise.
Oh, no.
It's got a lot of stuff.
And now I gotta figure out, let's see.
I'll try to answer everything the best I know how.
Okay. Well, the problem is not today. It's not gonna be with the answering, it's gonna be with the asking, because I gotta figure out what you haven't said and what you have. And we can get through today, I think, pretty easy if I can just get it figured out. Because, you know, that day that I didn't bring the book, I just skipped around. There's spots here and spots there.
Oh, I see. And you've got to fill all that in sooner or later, don't you?
Right. And I have to try and remember, you know, whether you said it or not. And I've done two more interviews since I saw you last.
Well, I can always remember if I had, you know. But
That'll help if you'll tell me, you know, if I ask you.
Yeah, I think I can.
It's
supposed to be up in my brain if I dig it out.
We have the same problem.
Well, we never forget anything, but recalling it is kind of difficult.
Just get
to it. No, it's there. It's in your mind.
They say it's filed away up there, but...
It is, that's right.
Access to it is the problem.
See, and I read constantly all the time, whatever. Can dig it out or not, it's up in my head.
What kind of stuff do you read?
I read the real stuff, you know. I read all the newspapers.
Yeah.
Then I read the scientific magazines and stuff down there. I don't read... fiction.
You ever read?
I don't have time.
Yeah.
Fiction is foolishness.
You ever read Scientific American, that magazine?
I haven't.
I take it, but...
I like science, you know, anything in science, like the UFOs and all that.
Yeah.
Because they're real, you know, when some people say they're not. I can prove they're real.
You can't.
Well, it's a long story. They're here. My granddaddy saw one when he was a cowboy.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
What did it do? Do you know?
It was a ship in the sky.
Uh-huh.
And his friends made fun of it and said, that's a mirage. You ain't seeing a ship up there.
Huh.
And he saw a ship. He was out of, you know, when you're a cowboy, outdoors.